Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
Coming up in a few minutes, we've got more polling released today. Important polling that's going to get your attention. John James has chopped the lead of Debbie Stabenow into the single digits. We're going to talk to Steve Mitchell from Mitchell Research about that coming up in just a few moments. In Nevada, Dean Heller is now taking a two-point lead in the latest polling. I'm telling you, there is something happening. The Democrats overplayed their hand, tried to smear Brett Kavanaugh in the hopes that they could get Donald Trump to say something off-color, outrageous, and split his party and create chaos. Instead, the president, along with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, kept their act together. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments with that polling. Joining me now is Cynthia Garrett, attorney based in California and serves co-president of FACE, which is Families Advocating for Campus Equality. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, this Kavanaugh effect is impacting conversations in a lot of places because the bottom line is this for me. I have a son and I have two daughters. And I can't believe my daughters to sacrifice my son. You see, there has to be, we have to give credit to those that make the accusation, and we have to listen to those that are accused. We can't just say, well, we believe this group or we believe that group. And it was true on both sides. Those that said, well, we believe survivors. Okay, that was one. We believe Kavanaugh. And this was all before either one of those folks had testified on this matter, Christine Ford or Judge Kavanaugh this past Thursday when that all went down. People on both sides are guilty of jumping to conclusions. They shouldn't do that. We should hear what's going on before we go anywhere. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. And like you, I have two daughters and a son. And I wouldn't want either of them to be harmed. Obviously, everybody cares about sexual assault.
But correct.
On the other hand, there has been a rush to judgment. My experience is particularly on college campuses where this has been happening over the last 5 to 10 years. And it is pretty unbelievable.
Well, you see stories on a regular basis, an all too regular basis, where a woman makes an accusation against a young man that's barely supported except by the accusation. And instead of, you know, getting a fair shake, he's run off campus. He's labeled. He's kicked out of school. And of course, the next college doesn't want to take him because now he's damaged goods. Right. So we're inflicting incredible emotional damage on young men who may or may not be guilty of anything they've been accused of.
Well, you're absolutely true. And the procedures they use are designed to tilt the scale against an accused. I mean, they don't even give them notice before they interrogate them. They don't allow them to see the evidence against them. I've never understood as an attorney why, if you're looking for the truth, you wouldn't show the defendant or the respondent in this case the evidence so they can respond. They don't allow them advocates. If they're allowed to be there at all, we call them potted plants because they sit in a corner and aren't allowed to open their mouth.
Right.
And most of these kids are freshmen and sophomores. They don't have the sophistication to know that they're supposed to mount a defense for themselves. There's no rules of evidence. They throw out all kinds of things. Anytime an accuser is inconsistent in stories or behavior, the trauma-informed policies tell them that's typical victim behavior and indicative of trauma, so that's all irrelevant to them, basically make it impossible for an accused student to defend himself.
Well, you know, I heard the most outrageous thing. The most outrageous thing that I heard during the Kavanaugh hearings, Cynthia, was that somehow Christine Blasey Ford not being able to recall a whole pile of the specifics, well, that's indicative of trauma. So that the fact that she can't remember anything detail-wise means that she's telling the truth. I'm like, that really? So if I accuse somebody and I can't remember anything, then I'm credible. It's such nonsense. I mean, I'm not saying she's not credible. It's been 35 years. I don't know what happened.
Right.
Nobody's ever going to know. But I don't believe that she was assaulted in the way described because I think that would be indelible. I mean, that would be on their hippocampus or whatever she said in such nonsense. Anyhow, that's funny. Yeah. Come on, it's funny stuff.
Sometimes they don't remember certain details. But there were major details she didn't remember, like who took her home.
That's the biggest.
How did she get out of there? I mean, those are huge.
Well, here's the other thing. Why would
the fact that people don't remember maybe certain details, but they do remember important ones, is the thought that there's so much research, and I've done so much research on the fallibility of memory over 36 years. Any suggestions that she hears, she can incorporate into her brain and believe that those are part of her memory. And she's talked to therapists who are known to help implant false memories. She's talked to friends. I mean,
That's right. She talked to her friends on the beach, one of which turned out to be a former FBI agent who coached her through the process, who sat behind her during testimony. And again, I'm not saying what she went through or didn't go through. I don't know what she went through or didn't go through. The other thing, one of the things that sticks in my mind that's extremely important is, why did she not turn over her therapy notes? I mean, late, they said, well, we'll do an FBI interview, but and then we'll give you the notes. No, we're not playing let's make a deal. It's an investigation. Give us the damn notes, period. I mean, that's where I would have been. Give us the notes. Give us the original letter that was sent to Diane Feinstein, which they also refused to turn over. We've never seen the original letter. We've never seen the therapy notes. That's all suspect to me.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree. There's a lot of holes there. And the rush to judgment. I'll tell you what it did with our family at FACE. We have like over 1,000 families that have come to us with students falsely accused. And they were traumatized by those hearings because they were reliving what their mostly sons, but some daughters have been through in these accusations that have no basis and for which their lives are ruined.
Now, we had a raging liberal on this program last week who ran one of the biggest PR firms in D.C. He was out there for WikiLeaks and some of the other big stories. Chelsea Manning and so forth was a PR firm for those individuals, very left-wing and left-leaning deals, falsely accused of sexual assault. Lost his company because everybody abandoned him quickly, was eaten by his own, by the left, who attacked him and went after him in the Me Too movement. Come to find out, there were revelations that came forward that proved that what he had been accused of was completely false, manufactured. He's now suing the woman that made those accusations for $10 million. But his company's destroyed. His reputation is in tatters. His family nearly torn apart because his wife didn't know what to make of it, right, for a period of time. And so this is from somebody that's from the far, they will destroy anybody because apparently Trevor was no longer useful to the left. So they decided to chew him up and spit him out. I'll give you the last word, Cynthia.
Yeah, you know, we've seen that a lot. It's unfortunately, people have their views based on their own personal experiences. And it's very difficult for any mother to advocate for false accusations because she's thinking, my son would never do that. You know, my husband would never do that. And yet when it happens, their eyes are open to the fact that, yeah, it happened, and these people didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's right. And you need that's why we have to have a fair hearing of accusations and of denials or whatever there is. It's only fair to all children and to all men and to all women. I greatly appreciate you being here, Cynthia. Cynthia Garrett, attorney based in California, serves as co-president for FACE, which is Families Advocating for Campus Equality. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you very much.
Greatly appreciated. Hey, I want to encourage you to get in shape and lose weight and feel great for Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. You've got about 50 days, so I'm going to give you a challenge here. I challenge you to get a hold of MyPureHealthSolutions.com. They have two offices in Michigan, in Battle Creek and in Grand Rapids, but if you can't make it to the office, no big deal. They have technology now that can reach out and touch you, as it were, and you can get involved, and you can lose weight like I did, more than 40 pounds. My blood pressure, 120 over 77. My resting heart rate, 68. I feel fabulous. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a custom plan just for you. Feel better. Tell them Steve Gruber sent you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll be right back.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org.